Evangelical Christian churches in Africa have some of the fastest-growing congregations on the continent. From the giant outdoor churches of Lagos, Nigeria, to the storefront churches in Durban, South Africa, to tents erected in Kenya, Africans are flocking to houses of worship that promise miracles, salvation, and prosperity. NPR's Jason Bobian recently visited the Neno Evangelism Center in Nairobi, Kenya.
The Neno Evangelism Center is behind an automotive repair shop on the edge of downtown Nairobi. The church has been growing so fast that the congregation now spills from the main warehouse-like building into two white circus tents. Pastor James Nanga is alone on the stage, playing electric guitar. In front of him, several thousand people sway to the music, their fingers stretched towards the corrugated tin roof. The Neno Evangelism Center is one of the fastest-growing churches in the Kenyan capital, and its pastor practices a style of Christianity that's been embraced rapidly across Africa.
If Jesus can heal a leper, if he can open the eyes of somebody who was blind, even today he is going to heal who is in the HIV.
Much of the focus of Pastor Nanga's service is on healing, on driving out demons. The other main topic is economic prosperity. Pastor Nanga recounts his own personal tale of being a street child, spending years in prison, being saved, and proselytizing on a bicycle. He went from being an impoverished, wicked criminal, he says, to a successful preacher. He boasts that the new car he's buying costs 20 million shillings, or roughly $300,000. And he tells the congregation that he's one of the richest pastors in Kenya.
I'm among the rich preachers. I'm among them. You know what? What God can do. Trust God even when you have nothing. Even when you have nothing.
On a continent where hundreds of millions of people endure the grinding burden of poverty every day, there's little desire here to hear about the righteousness of the poor. Millions of Kenyans survive on less than $2 a day, and in the capital, Nairobi, unemployment is extremely high. In a service that jumps back and forth between English and Swahili, Nanga tells the homeless that it's time for them to have houses. He tells the jobless that they'll soon have work. He promises the congregation that what their enemies have stolen from them, God will give back. He throws fistfuls of small bills into the crowd, and people scramble over one another to try to get the money. Pastor Nanga says the 100 shilling notes are seeds, and the money will multiply.
From nowhere. Hello?
Yes.
From nowhere.
Yes.
Nanga says people flock to him because he's a healer who can drive out their demons. Midway through the service, he puts on a long white lab coat and announces that the doctor is in.
Now I'm coming to you as a doctor. I was preaching, but now I'm coming to you in the face of healing.
People complaining of various problems, from ulcers to husbands who've left them, climb onto the stage. Nanga moves through the crowd, clasping the faces of the sick in his palms and ordering the devils out.
Kill them! Bow down! Bow down your kingdom! In the name of Jesus.
After commanding the demon to depart, Pastor Nanga thrusts the person backwards. They collapse like rag dolls on the stage.
Watch him. In the name of Jesus, what does he have?
Nanga isn't an anomaly in Kenya. There are preachers all across Nairobi who say they perform miracles on a daily basis. One Kenyan minister is currently embroiled in a scandal in which he claimed to cure infertility, but the miracle babies he produced among his followers, prosecutors say, actually came from a Nairobi orphanage. Christianity has boomed in Africa over the last three decades, rising from about 100 million adherents in 1970 to more than 400 million today. The Catholic Church, which in some parts of Africa is the sole provider of education and healthcare, is the largest single denomination. While the Catholic Church has grown significantly, much of the growth of Christianity on the continent has been in relatively small, unaffiliated evangelical churches. After the service at Neno Evangelism Center in Nairobi, 23-year-old Jennifer Njeru says the ceremony was incredibly powerful.
Actually, I saw the hand of Jesus, the way God works and all that, because I couldn't believe some of these things that the devil is doing.
Njeru is unemployed and a single mother. She says she comes away from Nanga's church feeling moved, invigorated, and uplifted. In a poor city on the world's poorest continent, these feelings, parishioners say, are of great value. Jason Bobian, NPR News.